Hi, I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to The Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare.
There's so much fear and anxiety being reported about our nation's health every time you turn on the news. And this week, we want to do something special and share some of the inspirational patient success stories that we see at the Prather Practice. Just as a reminder to all of us that there is hope and that we can transform our health in dramatic ways. First, we're joined by Judy, who was actually non-responsive when she first came into the office and needed others to speak for her. But as you are about to hear, that's not where her story ended.
We're so glad to have you, first of all.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Well, let's talk about kind of your health journey. You've been coming to the Prather Practice now for about 6 months.
Uh-huh.
And what brought you into our office initially?
Well, initially, I was having what they told me was lymphedema, which I'd never been told that before. My feet were so swollen, I could not hardly walk. I just dragged, especially my left foot. So my daughter, Carrie, who is a patient here, said, "Mom, you really need to come see Dr. Prather. I really think he can help you. He's helped our family." And so I came, and I just really went with the flow. And
literally.
literally.
That lymphatic flow.
Wasn't really in control of anything. And my husband was getting really scared and worried. Dr. Prather and the staff helped me a lot with the different things they've done. I've had the acupuncture and the adjustments and the EDS treatments, I think it is.
The nutritional, yeah.
Nutritional. Then started doing
corrective exercises
and showing me things to do to help me. Then I started having some massages to get the fluid out of my ankles and getting it up to where I could get rid of it. And everything started coming together. The first couple times I was here, the holidays were coming, Christmas and all, and I always had my side of the family at our house, and we had just moved into a condo, and I just thought, I'm not going to be able to get everything ready, I'm not going to be able to do everything, and my brain was just overflowing with concerns, and I don't know what helped me focus better, if it, you know, which of those things that,
which services you were getting,
right, that helped with that. But things finally started falling into place. And then the end of January, we were going on a cruise with some friends, and I still couldn't hardly walk. I was dragging my feet. So we got a wheelchair delivered to the stateroom of the ship. And it really was great. My husband would push me around. Poor guy, he wore himself out. But he was.
You were probably wondering if you'd be able to go on that cruise.
I was. We'd already paid our deposit and everything. And anyway, it all, in the end, turned out good, and we had a wonderful time. And we went on the Panama Canal from Fort Lauderdale to Los Angeles. And it was a long time.
That's a long trip.
But I got through it all with my husband's help, and Dr. Prather had me come 7 days in a row minus the weekend to try and get me ready for the cruise. And I appreciated that so much. And it did get me ready for it. I still wasn't walking good. And all things said and done, I didn't even drive a car for over 2 months. But now I'm driving, and I'm picking my grandkids up at school, and going to their ball games and everything.
Living.
I'm living again, and I've got 16 grandchildren. And so, you know, I didn't want to miss all that. And I was afraid that I was going into dementia or Alzheimer's. And I had an uncle pass away eventually from the after effects of Alzheimer's. And I kept thinking, I don't want this. And my husband was worried about it too. Things are just looking so much better.
So we have Brandy here.
one of the employees at the Prather practice, and you saw her first visit when she came in.
I did, and I actually would have said that she had Alzheimer's or dementia the first time I saw her, because she was unresponsive. Matter of fact, everyone spoke for her. There was no reaction facially at all. Definitely, I have watched you change so dramatically. Just
that happens
then.
Around here, doesn't
and
it?
All the time.
Sometimes I mean, don't recognize
if
people.
If you're a skeptic, just come and sit for a couple of days and you'll watch the change. But yeah, I would never have guessed that your lymphatic system is what was causing such issue for you. Mm-hmm. And I am just amazed to, I want to be like you when I grow up. You remember it, you know?
When you grow up, I hope you are.
Well, let's talk. You talked about the services. You got chiropractic adjustments, acupuncture, and our nutritional workup.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So they were working at all angles, not only structurally, but also functionally.
And the nurse practitioner did a lot of blood work. Matter of fact, I had it drawn again today to see where I stand, and they made adjustments to any of my medications that I needed, and added and subtracted supplements. And so it's just been a wonderful practice. It gave me my life back.
Oh, that's wonderful. If someone out there is listening and has lymphatic issues like you, or hasn't gotten any answers, what would you say to them to encourage them?
I would say to please come in and give it a try. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't know until you try it. Mm-hmm. And maybe things don't work for everybody, at least not in the same way. Mm-hmm. But any little bit helps. And it all helped me. So I am so thankful for that.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for the time. Anything you want to add? I don't want to.
Well, when I was sitting in the waiting room one day, some long ago friend came in, and they were coming here too. And they were driving all the way from the way, way far east side, even out of Hancock County. And they were having good results too.
Yeah, it's amazing. We have people this week, Texas.
And your daughter
Alabama.
Comes from Texas.
My daughter comes from Texas.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
So, yeah, we have them come from all over the world, actually.
I'm sure you do.
Well, yes. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your smiling face. Up next, you'll hear from Joy, who found hope at the Prather practice after being to 49 other doctors.
You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.
The Voice of Health Wellness Tip, featuring Rapid Release Technology. Okay, we're going to talk about this rapid release technology, or RRT. It's our secret weapon, like to say. It's non-surgical, drug-free treatment option.
Sure.
It's FDA-registered high-speed vibration device. It was developed in 2010.
Actually by a chiropractor.
It's a pioneered high-speed vibration therapy. It's focused on the relief of soft tissue problems affecting nerves, muscles, tendons, and ligaments.
There's a lot of different ways that you can get adhesions and scar tissue and different things released. A lot of it can actually be very painful to achieve. And it's one of the things that is not well treated at all in the disease care model up until this point. What they were able to do is come up with a concept of a vibrational instead of a mechanical. It's vibrating at a frequency that they found breaks up tissue that is abnormal. So it actually starts to change it, melt it away. When it does that, then allows the body to go in there and lay down normal tissue that is fully functioning. The good illustration on that is an opera singer who can sing, and you've got that fine crystal starts to vibrate. And it vibrates at a higher frequency, even to the point where it can even crack. What you're doing with this rapid release is you're creating a vibration, and that doesn't harm normal tissue. As a matter of fact, it actually heals it, gets more circulation, and makes it better functioning. But abnormal tissue, it actually breaks up and then it helps the body to dissipate it.
Relax muscles and release aches, pains, and tension through rapid-release high-speed vibration therapy. Experience the benefits of rapid-release therapy by scheduling an appointment at the Prather Practice. And to purchase your own, go to our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. Click on the rapid-release banner and enter code PRATHER2020 for a $100 discount available to the Voice of Health Radio listeners.
And I'm feeling good.
You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. This week, we're sharing inspiring patient success stories here at the Prather Practice. And we're joined by Tommy and Joy to talk about Joy's remarkable health journey. Joy, how did you come to the Prather Practice?
I have been sick with a blood parasite for over 25 years.
25 years.
And have been from doctor to doctor to doctor. I had been out of the country in Peru, South America, and contracted this parasite. And came back into the country, and I did find a tropical disease specialist who was able to name it. He knew what it was, but he retired very shortly into my seeing him. So that led us to go on this long journey of trying to find a doctor who knew about this parasite. Mm-hmm. And we literally went to 49 doctors.
49.
And natural doctors as well as allopathic or conventional doctors. And none of them really even knew what this was, much less did they really even understand about parasites or even how to treat them. And it continued to weaken my immune system to the point that I believe that's how I got the cancer, because my immune system had gotten that weak that I got the breast cancer diagnosis in 2016. And we have a local chiropractor back home. And of course, at home is Macomb, Mississippi.
Mississippi.
Yes. Yes. 900 miles away. He told me one day, he said, I know a doctor who I know can help you. He told me about Dr. Prather. Mm-hmm. And I immediately went home and I called for a free consultation and had a free consultation with Dr. Prather. And immediately he started explaining to me about parasites and how to kill them and get rid of them. And I told him about the cancer as well. But I was more excited that he knew about the parasites then, because I knew that it had to have been one of the main root causes for the cancer. Got off the phone with him and I was so excited. And Tommy came home from work and we talked about it. And God just sent us a verse in Isaiah that says, whether you look to the left or the right, you'll hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. And when we heard that voice, knew immediately, we had the peace that this was where God wanted us to come. And we really didn't know how all this was going to work, but God did. And God had already gone before us and prepared the way, and here we are.
And when you say, you know, how God's worked it out, even because you stay an extended time when you're here, it could be a week at a time,
right.
And he's provided house sitting for you and new friends.
Right, that's right. It's amazing how he worked that through friends that we had at home and just happened to know people here in Indianapolis that he's provided homes for us to stay in. Because of the weakened state that my body was already in because of the parasite, when I was first diagnosed and went to the oncologist and the three doctors that I was seeing at first, I told them that I could not do chemo, radiation, or surgery. I was actually not opposed to the surgery until he told me he could not do the double mastectomy without first doing 9 rounds of chemo and then more chemo and radiation after the surgery. Mm-hmm. And he knew my history, and I said, if I do that, then that is going to kill what little bit of immune system I still have, and I will have nothing to fight with. He said, I understand. He said, but this is the only protocol that I can offer to you. I wasn't able to go that route, and I'm grateful because I honestly don't think I would be here, because my body would not have been able to withstand that harsh of treatment with the little bit of immune system that I did have left to fight with. And I truly believe, and Dr. Prather has helped me to understand this even more so, is how important the immune system is, and it is what God created in our bodies to fight disease with and to fight sickness with. So it just makes sense when Dr. Prather explains to me that you build the immune system up, you build your body up, and then your body can fight the cancer on its own. And that is exactly what's happened.
That's exciting. Thank you for sharing that. All of our patients receive thorough diagnostics when they come. What did those initial tests, like the Prather profile blood work, reveal about your health?
The main thing that it showed was how unhealthy my body was, how unhealthy the organs were, my pancreas, my kidneys, my thyroid, my liver, my adrenal glands, my spleen. All of those things were very unhealthy.
Well, can you tell us a little bit about your first visit at the Prather practice?
I wanted to just mention this because it's such a difference. When they referred me to the doctors back home, when I first got my diagnosis, I had to meet with, you know, several doctors, and the oncologist was one of them. And I just will never forget going into the waiting room there in that hospital setting. And it was dark and it was drab and nobody was smiling. It even had an unpleasant smell, and I just felt so bad for all of those people sitting there. And then went to talk to the doctor, and the only thing that she offered me was the same thing that, you know, the same protocol. And then on top of that, she wanted me to take a certain drug that had very much of a side effect of putting me at risk to get another cancer, a different type cancer on top of the breast cancer that I already had. I could not understand that. I couldn't understand going that route. But in talking to Dr. Prather on the phone, and then when I got here, I remember walking into the lobby, the waiting room. People were smiling. People were laughing. There's just a pleasant atmosphere. There was just a pleasant feel. All the girls up in the front desk just greeted us and were so friendly and just smiled. And I just felt hope when I walked in the door. And then when I went to talk to Dr. Prather for the first time, I just remember him just patting me on the shoulder and saying, "It's going to be okay." And you can't imagine what that felt like, to hear that hope in him when all I had seen was doctors who I felt were more fearful than I was. And so to hear him say it's going to be okay, and to know the confidence and the hope that I saw that he had, it restored that hope really in my heart that I needed. And it's just been that way ever since. It just gotten better and better, just more hopeful, and it has been great. So when he first did the diagnostics in that first visit, we had done all the scans that they had asked us to do, the PET scans, the MRI, the sonograms, the mammograms, even the biopsies and all of that that they asked us to do, and had not had real good experiences and not real definite answers, really, other than from the biopsy they found I had stage 2 breast cancer is where it was at first. It was probably around stage 3 or 4 by the time I got to Dr. Prather. But even with the MRI, they sent us the results of another patient's test results. And so we just had experiences at one after another like that. And the radiologists, when they found out I had gone to Mexico, they were so discouraging. And they told me, "Don't you realize you're going to die from breast cancer if you don't do this protocol? You need to just quit doing what you're doing and put all that natural stuff away and just follow this protocol because you're going to die if you don't. And I heard that from one doctor after another. When I got here and Dr. Prather did his diagnostics, and he began to find real answers. And he found that so many organs in my body were unhealthy. And not only that, he found that I had not just one parasite, but I had like 26 different parasites in my body. What he did in one blood test and one stool test found more answers than any of all of those other scans did put together.
Went to the root of
it. Right. So, and then from there, he could start going to the root cause of what was actually causing my weakened immune system, which was causing the cancer, and go and start going after the root causes, which is what he has done, and it's built up my body and built up my immune system to the point that when I came here, my cancer markers were in the 80s, and now they're in the 20s.
That's wonderful.
It just didn't, and he told us it was going to be 2 years, and almost to the day. It's been 2 years, and we're just about where he wanted me to be.
That's wonderful.
Up next, let's talk about what services and treatments Joy received at the Prather practice.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is the Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Laughter is the best medicine.
Get your pants off and get in there and I will tell you what I think. Doctors always want your pants off. Take your pants off. Doctor would like to see you with no pants. Just get them off. It's my head. I said take your pants off. But I hate the extra weight, so I start, maybe I'll start screwing around with some of his stuff, you know? Maybe I'll turn that thing up a little bit. Whatever the hell that does. Take all the tongue depressors out, lick them all, put them all back in. Yeah, two can play at this waiting game. Just once I'd like to say to the doctor, you know what? I'm not ready for you yet. Why don't you go back in your little office? I'll be in a minute. And get your pants off.
The Voice of Health Minute with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice.
Paranalysis shows up heavy metals, which can definitely weaken your immune system. But the big thing is zinc is absolutely critical to fight infections. If you go low on zinc, you lose your sense of smell and taste. One of the ways that they say that they know who's most susceptible to winding up on a ventilator or possibly dying is the loss of smell and taste. Because when you get the virus, your body's putting out a lot of zinc trying to be able to fight it. When you get to the point where you start to have loss of smell and taste, that means you're extremely zinc deficient. But they shouldn't just go out to take zinc, because you can take too much zinc. If you take too much zinc, you can actually lower your copper. Copper is your ability to fight bacteria. It needs to be lab tested and see if that's something that you need.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. Have you ever been curious about how acupuncture can benefit your health? The Prather Practice has received the NDA List Award for Best in Acupuncture for 2 years in a row. And we've been rated the top acupuncture provider by Google+. Dr. Robert Prather is a board-certified licensed acupuncturist. He's earned a reputation for combining effective acupuncture-based techniques with cutting-edge technology to help patients with many conditions. Acupuncture is documented and proven to help with many health issues, including pain, allergies, addiction control, anxiety, fatigue, vision problems, infertility, and so much more. We even have needle-free options for those who are a bit squeamish around needles. Call the Prather Practice to schedule your appointment and experience the benefits of acupuncture for yourself. 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope.
Day or night, he'll be there any time at all, Dr. Robert. Dr. Robert.
I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of The Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue. This week, we're sharing inspiring patient success stories here at The Prather Practice, and we're continuing our conversation with Joy and her husband, Tommy. Joy originally came into The Prather Practice with stage 4 breast cancer. So let's talk about the various services you received here at the Prather Practice. I know you got lymphatic massage,
right,
as a treatment. You've been doing the supplementation,
right,
with the EDS and acupuncture and chiropractic. Let's just talk about those services and how they've helped you.
Okay. First of all, the homeopathics have been amazing. Mm-hmm. The homeopathic injections and the supplements that I take there. When my original tropical disease doctor had told me that I would never be rid of this parasite, that it would lie dormant, it would be active, that I would never be rid of it, though. Mm-hmm. And I get to Dr. Prather, and he says, oh, no. we have something that's going to kill it. It's going to obliterate it, and it's going to be gone. Mm. And that's exactly what he did. And it took about 6 months of the homeopathics and treating the parasite to where he had killed the adult stage, the larva stage, and the egg stage. Mm. And it was gone out of my body for the first time in 25 years, you know, that it had been there that long, and now it was gone. So he did some specific lymphatic chiropractic adjustments. Mm-hmm. Basically, his spinal fluid was totally blocked in my body. And so he did this, what seemed like a simple adjustment. It was very gentle. It was very easy. Mm-hmm. But in that one little adjustment, it completely opened up that
cerebral spinal
fluid, that's right, again, so it can flow like it's supposed to. And that was one of my biggest problems, is my blocked and stagnant lymphatic system, the lymph flow, and not being able to eliminate like I'm supposed to, like my body is supposed to, to be able to eliminate cellular waste. And then he also found that the ileocecal valve, which is that valve in between the large intestine and small intestine, it has this little flap on it, and the flap was staying shut. And because it wasn't opening and closing like it was supposed to, it was causing all kinds of inflammation. And so he had a very special adjustment for that he did. And I remember the first time he did it, I reached up and grabbed his arm. I was like, whoa, wow, did that open it up? And he's like, yep, that did it. So it was just amazing what he can do, and his knowledge of the body and how he knows it all works together and what needs to be done in order to clean up the body in there to get it functioning to its optimal health and to get that lymph flowing like it should. And he has a special program on that, by the way, on the radio show, that if anybody needs information on, which he's got all kind of different topics that he talks on, but that one was very helpful, so helpful to me, to help me to understand the lymphatic system and how important that is to my healing.
So what results have you seen so far as a patient at the Prather Practice?
I can say that Dr. Prather has absolutely saved my life. Don't think I would be here had it not been for his knowledge and his wisdom and all that he has done to find the things in my body that needed to be healed and cleaned up and in order to build my immune system back up, which has allowed me to be here with my family.
Yes.
And to still homeschool my boys. I just think about throughout the whole 2 years that we've been coming, even though the trips have been very hard, driving 12 hours at a time. And at first we were coming once a month, staying for a week at a time. We have gotten exhausted and weary during those trips, but I haven't had to miss one soccer game or a graduation of our older son from high school or any of their events or special things that we do as a family, or just being there for my family to be able to take care of them, mm-hmm. and to be able to continue to homeschool and to be able to, just take care of the things at home. Mm-hmm. I have been able to continue to do all of that.
Was it last time, too, you both went zip lining at Eagle Creek?
We did.
We did a family fun day.
We took the staff after that.
That was fun.
Yeah,
very challenging. It was. But just to have the strength to be able to do that was huge.
Mm-hmm.
Just continuing for Dr. Prather to build my body up instead of having it to be broken down and the immune system to be suppressed. He has built it back up. Mm-hmm. Just every visit giving me more energy and more energy.
And you can see that from the first time you came in to now.
I sat down and wrote a list of my symptoms before I came to look back and to be able to see the difference in myself now. There's probably 30 symptoms on here. Anything from severe fatigue, brain fog, lower back pain, hair falling out, night sweats, chemical sensitivity. I had cysts in different places in my body. Couldn't sleep, extreme nervousness, severe constipation, nauseated, very cold all the time, being off balance, anxious, feeling unstable, and I could just go on and on. I mean, it's just, and there's even so much more on here that I was experiencing, and all of these things are getting better. I was having migraines, swelling in my stomach, legs, and feet, and I can say that all of these things are getting better.
That's exciting. So one of the amazing things about your story is the number of people who you have brought along with you to the Prather practice, because you've been so excited to share your experience here. I mean, how many people have you brought here?
Well, we were counting last night. I think it's around 20.
20 and counting.
But,
wow.
But we're just so grateful that we have a doctor and a place to tell them about now. Because a lot of our friends were sick, like us. And now we have that hope to go back and tell them, hey, we know where you can go now. We know a doctor that you can go to that's going to be able to get to the root cause of your sickness and help you get well.
It's wonderful.
And so it's wonderful for us to be able to see them come in and to go back home and to see that health and wellness that they're receiving as well, and to see them getting better.
That's exciting. I want to make sure before we end that you share anything else, or if Tommy, if there's something you want to share.
I wanted to tell a story about my endocrinologist back home. He's been my endocrinologist for about 15 years. So when I told him about where I was coming and what I was going to be doing, he said, you know, I just wish you the best. And he said, and I want you to do this for me. He said, if you get there and your thyroid gets better, you come back and you tell me about it. Mm-hmm. And he said, and I'm going to apologize to you, because I feel like maybe I haven't been doing everything that could be done. And so I did. After 2 years, they actually contacted me. This was about a month ago, and said, you know, if you don't come back in, we can't keep you as a patient. And he could see how well I was doing, and he was really glad about that. So I gave him the Prather profile from Dr. Prather so he could see all the blood work. And he looked at it and he said, wow, so I'm not sure what you want me to do. It looks like you are doing great, and like you're getting everything you need, and things are going in the right direction, and you just keep doing what you're doing. So, I thought that was good.
Well, thank you, Joy. Thank you and Tommy, too. You're here for support. A wonderful husband. Takes good care of you, doesn't he?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I cannot. That's another thing. I couldn't be here if it wasn't for him. He has been my stronghold. Story in the Bible of Moses, where Aaron and the other man were holding up his hands when he couldn't stand any longer. And that's what Tommy has done. He's held up my hands through this, and he's just been my biggest support, and he has worked hard back home to provide for us to be able to make the trips. And I can't say what a big enough blessing he is in my life.
Mm-hmm. Well, you guys have become like family.
There's times I've had to go home when she's had to stay. Mm-hmm. And it's hard when you know you see your wife going through these things. But when you have a staff like the Prather Practice has, and you have the love that they have here for their patients, as well as the professionals that they are, it makes it a lot easier to go home. Mm-hmm. And to leave her here in these hands, mm-hmm. that I know that she is way beyond taken care of. Mm-hmm. I've never seen it in any place like this. Like I said, we've been to 49 other doctors and many facilities, but I've never seen the care and the commitment that I see at the Prather Practice and the way they take care of their patients. So y'all were such a blessing to us.
Yes.
Oh, for all that everyone here has done for us. Mm-hmm. And y'all welcome us in. Just like family when we come, and we kind of get excited when we get to come.
You know, we get to
we have a good trip when we're here. We have fun, and that's the neat thing about coming here is just as Joy spoke about, if we would have went the other way of treatment, you don't have this. You don't see this much hope in there. And we pray for those people each and every day, and that's the way God's got them going. And I know there's a lot that comes through there that is good, but for us, we know this is the way that God has gone before us and provided the way. And mm-hmm. we never would have thought 800 miles away was where we needed to be, but mm-hmm. it is.
I've always told Dr. Prather, I said, you know, Dr. Prather, I haven't ever felt like I was going through a therapy or treatments when I come here. I said, I feel like I'm getting treated at a spa and getting well.
That's a treat. Well, thank you both.
You've been
truly a blessing to us, to our patients, and we love you guys.
Love y'all too. Thank you.
Update on Joy's story. 2 days after recording this interview, Joy's blood test came back to show that she had reached her goal. Her cancer markers are now in the normal range. Up next, you'll hear from Marty and how she found a new lease on life at the Prather Practice.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. Well, what is the Gallup report?
The first ever annual report on people's awareness of chiropractic. The Gallup system has never really done a survey on actual chiropractic to find out where people are with chiropractic, their understanding.
So what did they find out? How do people view chiropractic?
About 14% of the population on a yearly basis use chiropractors. Mm-hmm. About 50% of all adults have been to a chiropractic, and they have a very positive view of chiropractic. We have the highest satisfaction rate of any healthcare professional.
Mm. Interesting.
With the people who've actually visited us.
Mm-hmm. And experienced it.
And experienced it.
People have a lot of opinion that haven't even gone to one.
Right, and have no idea what it is. Uh-huh. So when they asked people who had not been to a chiropractor, the other 50%, of those 25% said chiropractic they considered was dangerous. Uh-huh. Have you had any experience with chiropractic? No. The other group was like, I'm not really quite sure. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of misconception on that, on mm-hmm. what's actually going on. And there's a lot of opinions that really don't hold water. You know, one of the things that keeps people away from chiropractic is it safe? Is mm-hmm. this a safe modality? Even a lot of professionals aren't aware of the facts that's associated with that. But according to an independent group called the insurance company, which if you are in the insurance business, you know that they are extremely thorough because they're talking about their money. Chiropractic malpractice has the lowest rates of any healthcare professional. Mm-hmm. Nurses have a higher malpractice rate. Dental assistants have a higher malpractice rate. My medical assistant has a higher malpractice rate than I do. Uh-huh. So, you know, the thought patterns on that, that chiropractic is dangerous. It is actually the least dangerous of all the healthcare systems out there. Mm-hmm. The research is just overwhelming on the benefit of chiropractic.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. It's a beautiful. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients. This week, we're sharing inspiring patient success stories here at the Prather Practice. Well, I want to welcome Marty to our radio show. Welcome, Marty. We are glad you're here.
Hi, thank you.
You're a patient here at the Prather Practice and wanted to share your story. So we're going to talk about that. And we also have Dr. Dodge here, our associate chiropractor. Hello, Dr. Dodge.
Hello.
You're the chiropractor that treated Marty. Mm-hmm. So correct. We want your input also. Marty, let's start with, how did you hear about the Prather Practice?
Well, I heard on the radio.
Oh, you're a radio.
Imagine that.
And there was one sentence in particular that just really got to me. I don't have the sentence memorized, but it was something like, you know, everyone should have a functional health doctor. And that just resonated with me, mm-hmm. because I had been feeling so bad for so long, and I had been to other doctors and no one could tell me what was wrong with me. I just felt bad. So mm-hmm. when you go to the doctor and you say that, they have a hard time putting their thumb on what it is. Mm-hmm. Certain foods made me really, really bad. I thought I was allergic to almost all foods because they would just put me in bed. And sometimes I was in bed for like 3 days. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was terrible. Mm-hmm. So I thought, well, I'm going to give it a try. And yeah. So I came in and I'm so glad that I did.
Oh, wonderful. So some of your symptoms, you're saying what you ate affected your body, like inflammation, and so it put you in bed for 3 days.
Sometimes, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. A lot of the times, well, almost every weekend on Saturday, after a long work week, you know, I had to be in bed all of Saturday, and then Sunday I could get up and do some things. Mm. That was the
like
general.
A fatigue or a...
I don't know exactly how to explain it. Just felt horrible.
Yeah.
But now I know why after
and we're gonna find
you guys diagnosed me.
Wonderful. So you heard about the Prather Practice on the radio. Mm-hmm. Tell me, what was your experience when you came to the Prather Practice and what did you find out?
Right off the bat, my very first visit, Dr. Prather examined me. As he touched me in different places, everything... It really hurt when he touched me. Mm-hmm. I was just
those
so...
Those chiropractors, they know.
Well, yeah. I'm not going to apologize.
Well, Dr. Dodge hurt me too. But it led to us finding out what I needed to get over that. Mm-hmm. So in the end, it was good. And I know Dr. Dodge noticed I wasn't as pleasant in the very beginning, but...
And I didn't tell her that until recently.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you weren't feeling well.
I wasn't feeling
well. We see that
well.
A lot,
yeah.
When people come in, and sometimes people, you don't recognize them because they've changed both physically and just their disposition.
Well, and I have. I've lost 10 pounds.
Wonderful.
That 10 pounds I had not lost in years of trying. So I weigh less now than I have in at least 5 years. I want to lose some more, but I went through a lot of different treatments here. Mm-hmm. And the end result is that I am happier. I have times now where I just think, I feel happy. You know? And I'm like, why? And I don't have an answer, you know, but it's because I don't feel bad anymore.
Mm-hmm. So tell her about the trash can.
every week I have kind of a long driveway, and as I take the trash out, that trash can, there's something about it that would hurt my back in a certain spot. Mm-hmm. I had an injury about 5 years ago that hurt this spot. It has hurt since then when I do certain things, and the trash can always got me. And I had been to a couple of different chiropractors to fix it, but they had a different method on how they adjusted me. Dr. Dodge adjusts me very mildly, mm-hmm. but I see it has longer lasting mm-hmm. effects. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I cleaned out my pantry last weekend because I've completely changed my diet since coming here. Uh-huh. And I threw out a lot of, well, expired canned goods and things like that. And mm-hmm. my trash can was so heavy. And I thought, oh my gosh, this is really going to kill that place in my back. But it didn't. It didn't hurt one bit.
Wow. And that's where you can find, when you do functional activities, you're like, oh, that doesn't hurt anymore.
Oh, you know? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
I'm going to add just a little bit that you told me earlier, and that is her driveway is gravel. So this probably couple hundred pound trash can. And I don't think that's an exaggeration, is it?
No, it's not.
Was leaving 3-inch ruts in the gravel because she had very loose gravel, and she's dragging it through this 3 inches of gravel.
Big job for anybody.
Yeah. And it didn't hurt her back.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. So what type of services? We know you got the chiropractic adjustments. What else have you gotten?
I've gotten infrared sauna.
Oh, nice.
I've had massages. Mm-hmm. Love the massages.
Everybody does.
They're my favorite.
Sorry, Dr.
Everybody does. Everybody does.
Well, me I too. Like the chiropractic adjustments too, but and the chiropractic adjustments, just for people listening, I want to say they're not the type of chiropractic adjustment where you hear things crack. Uh-huh. They're so much more gentle. Mm-hmm. And I know Dr. Dodge can say what this is, but he uses a clicker tool, is what I call it.
Mm-hmm.
And
we'll call it that. That's fine.
It's an activator. Yeah.
It really has a big impact. Mm-hmm. It's amazing because it seems like it's hardly doing anything at the time.
Right.
But I can tell you, it does definitely do something. A couple of adjustments ago, I told Dr. Dodge I had hurt my neck. He felt my neck. He knew exactly. He goes, oh, yeah, I feel it's right here. And it was. And he just touched me with that clicker thing a few times. And it completely has been fine ever since.
Mm-hmm.
I have a friend that's afraid of chiropractic care. Mm-hmm. She lives in Louisville, unfortunately, but she would just love to have this kind of adjustment mm-hmm. because it's so mild. Another thing I had that's really made a big impact on my life is the food sensitivity test.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Wow. The results are, 96% or something accurate?
97%.
97. Mm-hmm. Whereas a blood food sensitivity test is only, 50% or mm-hmm. something accurate. And I have found that it really hit the nail on the head. Mm-hmm. I am loving the foods that it said are really good for me.
Uh-huh.
And the ones that aren't so good for me, for instance, chicken. I mm-hmm. thought, oh, I'm going to really miss chicken. Mm-hmm. I don't miss it a bit because I didn't test well for chicken.
Uh-huh.
Like, I had been grain-free for about 10 years, and this said that actually grains were really beneficial for my body mm-hmm. type, or just me.
For you.
Yeah.
And
your DNA.
Mm-hmm. I am loving having oatmeal and rice, whole grain cereal. You know, it's just... That has made me happier, along with the good health.
Uh-huh.
Great.
Yeah.
I got orthotics for my feet,
mm-hmm.
because one of the tests I had, I know you call it ANS, it's...
Autonomic Nervous System Test.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Autonomic.
But you can say ANS.
ANS.
ANS. It showed that I had neuropathy starting in my feet, which I had no idea. I don't have diabetes. I thought only people with diabetes got that. Mm-hmm. So I got the orthotics. They're really helping out my feet. I use them every day.
They've also helped stabilize your spine.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I also did the disc decompression. I had two compressed discs. It did some traction. I had trigger point therapy, which really made a big difference in me. Because I work in IT, I sit a lot all day long. And my rear end was having a lot of like nerve damage or something that was making it so tender. That's why when Dr. Prather checked me and touched me, it hurt so bad. I had that problem. And the trigger point, just one time, everybody thought I might have to do it more than once, but I did it one time and it completely
took care
fixed
of that muscle.
Got rid of all that pain with touch. And I also am getting the homeopathics and some vitamins, and they are really working well for me. Just put 10 drops, you know, on your tongue. Again, seems like, oh, that's not doing anything. It really does. I mean,
I love our homeopathy.
I do too.
Wonderful. And you got the diagnostics. You did blood work, right?
And stool sample.
And stool sample. And then
I got the heavy metal test
and found
out I had arsenic, kind of high in arsenic. That's a good one to find out.
Right.
Yep.
And high in tin. Now, I don't know where I'm getting that tin.
And we're detoxing you on those, probably.
Yes, the infrared is detoxing me on the heavy metals. And I had a follow-up blood test also, where they tested just what I did poorly in and needed help. And every single one improved.
Wow. And that was after how many months of treatment?
I think about 2 months
of treatment.
Yeah.
And you'd been suffering with this for how long?
Well,
the symptoms that brought you in.
Really for many years.
Many years. Wow.
Yeah, but especially bad the past 3 years.
Wow. And you've been coming for how long? Almost four months.
Yeah. Another difference I found is that I could not sleep at night. I have to get up at 7:30 for work every day, and I wasn't getting to sleep like hardly ever before 2 a.m. And sometimes it was 3, 4, or 5 a.m. It was horrible. I sleep now.
That makes a world of difference.
It sure does.
A good night's sleep. Wonderful. So, someone listening, you came in as a listener. What would you say to them if they're thinking of coming in, or they were like you that just didn't feel well and couldn't pinpoint it?
Well, I had been to 2 other doctors in the past year, which did test and did not find what was wrong with me. So, I would say if you don't feel well and a doctor doesn't seem to be able to diagnose what is wrong, or even if they do and just start giving you prescriptions for it, come to the Prather practice, because getting healed naturally is, I don't know, there's just something so much better than, you know, being bogged down with pharmaceuticals. And also, there's a lot of people that don't feel well and don't know why. And I really feel confident that the Prather practice can find what it is that makes you not feel well. Or certain aches and pains, you know, just whatever you have.
Right.
I highly suggest coming in.
Well, and you have a new lease on life.
I mean, do.
Yeah. You look younger, even. Dr. Dodge wants to go ahead.
Tell her what we were talking about, retirement and kind of just writing that off.
Well, yeah. As I started thinking about what am I going to do when I retire and all that, and I just always had the thought, I don't even need to worry about it. Don't even think about it, because I'm not going to live long enough. I was in such bad shape. I just felt like, I wonder how many more years I have. 1, 2, 3. It just felt like a very short time left. I don't feel like that anymore.
Now she has to worry about retirement.
Yeah, that's the problem.
That's a good thing to worry about.
But when she told me that earlier, and even this time, it almost brings tears to my eyes just thinking that you were in that position.
Oh, I was bad. Really bad.
Right. Well, thank you so much, Marty, for just sharing your journey. And I know it'll help someone that's listening.
My pleasure. I hope it does.
Thank you.
The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.